Morning. This past week's daf was daf Memhei in Maseches Erevin. We'll start the first mission towards the bottom of daf Memhei Omer Aleph. The mission says as follows: Mishi Yoshav Baderech V'Omad. Rashi explains: Mishi Yoshav Baderech, person is on his way, he's traveling Erev Shabbos. He sits down, Lanuach, Shahya Oyev. He sits down to rest, he's tired. Seen Rashi says he was not aware that he was actually in the tchum of the city that he was close to. And Ben Ashmoshes came while he was sitting over there. After this time of Knias Shvisa, he gets up and he notices that he's within the tchum of the city. That's what the Mishnah means. Mishi Yosha Badech Va'omad V'ro Harehu Somach Li'ir. As Rashi explains. And he's Yosha Badech, therefore he didn't notice. He's in that position during the time Ben Ashmoshes of Knia Shvisa. After that, he's Omad V'ro Harehu Somach Li'im. So the Reb Meir says, Hoyel V'lo Ha'isa Kavanos L'kach Lo Yikonis. The Reb Meir. Meir says, Hoyel, since V'lo Ha'isa Kavanos L'kach, since his intention was not to be Knia Shvisa in the ear, in the city itself, was not aware that he was near the city, Lo Yikonis. He can't enter the city. Rashi explains, Lo Yikonis doesn't mean literally that he can't enter the city. He's Kanish Fisu where he is. And being that he's close to the city, so if we would count the Tchum from where he is, you know, if he could come to the city, he could come to the city. What we mean Lo Yikonis means, Rashi says, Lo Yikonis Lili is Ka'anshe Ha'ir. He can't enter the city to be like the people of the city, meaning to have their tchum. El makom shechosh choloi moed al paim psiyas beinoniyos. Rather, he's not kind of shvis in the ear, even though if he would have liked to be, if he would have realized he was, he definitely would have been kind of shvisa. But being that the fact is that he didn't notice he was there, so he's kind of shvisa where he is. That's what definitely what was going through his mind, that he's being kind of shvisa here. So that's the halacha, he's kind of shvisa, right over here. And wherever his tchum ends, counting from here, that's yesah, like we had before. I feel if the tchum is called emsa here, that's all he could go. The way he'll figure out what his tchum is, Rashi tells us, we saw anymore before, that you know, he'll walk the 2,000 psis benonies, and that'll be the end of his tchum. V'armokam shekol yikonis, and till the place where his 2,000 amos from where he is now ends, that's how much he could enter. So when the mission says, Leikonis Lir, he can't enter the city, that means, like Rashi says, he can't enter the city, mean to say, to take on the tchum of the Bnei Ha'ir. That's what it means, right? He can't enter the city to be like the Bnei Ha'ir. But of course, wherever his tchum from measuring from here could take him, he could go.
Isn't the city like a Roshus Achas, though, that he should be able to walk to the end of the city? Even if in the middle of the city, he should stop?
Yes, so this is what we saw before, that this concept of the ear, which is Kedal Amos, would not apply to someone who's Kedal Amos someplace else, and his 2,000 Amos took him into the middle, into the city. Then he doesn't benefit from the fact that he's in a city. So the first sheet in the Mishnah, the Meir sheet, is that Lo Yikonis. I mean, definitely this person, what was going through his mind at the time was that he's not close to any city, and he definitely had in mind to be kind of shvisa where he is, right? This lechor is the pashtus. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yikonis. Yehuda says he could enter the city, as if he would have been aware that he was within the tchum of the city, and he would have then had in mind to be kind of shvisa in the city. Even though that wasn't his situation, Rabbi Yehuda holds he could. On Rabbi Yehuda, The Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda brings a raya, a ma'aser rav, a story which happened with Reb Tarfon, and he entered the city. The Gemara tells us a little more what the story was. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi says, "Blei miskaven." Reb Tarfon entered the city without kavanah. Shlo hayedeh kishachos shlo yishu b'tchum hayir. Reb Tarfon was not aware. This is a riot to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The story was that Reb Tarfon was not aware at the time when it got dark. The time Ben Shmoshes Knesset Erev. He was not aware that he was in the tchum of the city. Blei miskaven liyah yishvisos be'ir, and he didn't intend to be kainish fisam in the city. Elabim Kaima, and nevertheless he entered the city. The Meforshim Rishonim explain a few things over here in Mishnah Mishnah which are important to explain. First of all, in Shitas Reb Meir, Reb Meir's Shita is that he's only kind of shvisa according to what he actually had intention. That's what Reb Meir's Shita, the first Shita in the Mishnah, is. So they ask a question, before I ask the question from a previous Mishnah that we had. If you remember the Mishnah over here, the Mishnah talks about, the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek talks about a case when a boat was coming into the port. They were traveling on Erev Shabbos. The last part of the Mishnah, see the Mishnah on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. Right? The last four lines or so of the Mishnah says, "Pamachas le'nichnesu le'nomol ad shechashecha." One time, the boat didn't actually arrive to the port till it was after, right? After Chashecha. Omruloi, L'Rab Gamliel, Ma Ono Leirit. The people asked Gamliel, who was on the boat, that, are we, is it mutter for us to come out of the boat and walk around the city as the Bnei Ha'ir? They want to know were they in the tchum at the time, and Reb Gamliel told them that yeah, I was looking through my telescope which was set up, and according to my measurements we were within the tchum, and you could come into the city and take on the tchum of the city. So the Ritva asks that over here they were not aware. They asked him, right? They didn't know that they were in the tchum of the city. And Rav Gamliel paskin that they could come in to be part of the Bnei Ha'ir. Would this stem with B'shitas Reb Meir in our Mishnah? That's the first question that Ritva deals with, and Ritva says that these two things are not a contradiction. These two things could coincide with each other. And he says two reasons for that. He says, first of all, in this case, in the Mishnah, coming from the boat, their intention was, they knew there was a city coming up, and they were hoping and hopeful to get there. Their intention definitely was that they would want to be kind of shvisa in the city, if they were in the proper position. They just didn't know whether they were close enough. So in such a situation, so definitely, if they actually find out that they were close enough, so then their intention really was to be kind of shvisa there, which is, but in our situation, our Mishnah person has no idea that he's within the city, and he's definitely thinking of being kind of shvisa over here. He says another thing, another point, that in the Ritva, it seems to be not so clear in the Ritva, the Hagoyis on the bottom fills in a few words which are missing over here, but he says another point that they were relying on Rav Gamliel, right, who had this telescope to see. So they were, their intention was that whatever we want of Tarfon's, his decision or his knowledge on the thing, we're relying on him, and what we're thinking about would to be kind of shvisu would be upon his decision. So over there, since Reb Tarfon definitely knew at the time, and they were relying on him, and they were, their intention was to be kind of shvisu according to his knowledge. So that's another reason why, in that situation, actually, when it came at the time of Kinyan Shvisa, they were Kinyan Shvisa because they were relying on a person who knew at the time. So he's saying one of two reasons. Either in that mission, even though they didn't know at Kinyan Shvisa, they didn't know, but since their intention was that they would have liked if they would be close to the ear, they definitely would want to be Kinyan Shvisa in the ear. So then it's sufficient, even though they didn't actually have the idea at the time. But since that their intention was to be kind of shvisa in the city, were they to be close enough? So that definitely would be sufficient. And furthermore, he says that they were actually relying on Rabbi Gamliel, and when one may rely on the knowledge of someone else. So in Rabbi Gamliel at the time, knew that they were close enough. He had a clear decision at the time. So therefore, his decision to be kind of shvisa in the city helps for them at the time. That's why that Mishnah over there, that situation, is not a contradiction at all to Shitas Reb Meir, who says in our Mishnah that if a person, you know, was out of the city and he didn't have intention to be kind of shvisa in the city, it doesn't help, even if he actually finds out later that he is. That's Reb Meir's sheet. Now, as far as the Behuda sheet, or Behuda in the Mishnah over here says,
why are we trying to fit Reb Meir's sheet into the Mishnah over there? May I ask we should do that?
Well, I mean, we don't try not to make a machlekes unnecessarily, right?
I understand Bechalal actually, because he says you're allowed to go down from the ship, so they weren't kind of shvisa because the ship was moving until they got into the port. So you're saying some couple things. Like you're saying that there's two things: either they were kind of shvisa to go 2,000 amas, or if they were kind of shvisa by the city, which would mean it would be a bigger. They were inside the city area, which would be a bigger. But for sure, when they came to arrest at the port, why wouldn't they be able to go out the ship?
Why? How do you understand?
Because once the ship's moving, they're not going to shoot actually until they get into the port. So they should sure be able to get off the ship. Like an airplane moving, if you come into the airport, you're moving. So you're not going to shoot until you stop moving.
So you have to understand that Mishnah, right? Seems according to understanding, you don't know what the issue in the Mishnah was over there then, right? Then why was it important whether they were tayyip the tum or not, right? It's a real question in that Mishnah. We have to review that Mishnah itself, because what you're asking really is that you don't understand what the issue in that Mishnah was. What was their problem? Why did they need to be within the tum?
Okay.
Okay. All right. So then that's an issue in that Mishnah. That's not something that just came right now. That we'll have to discuss a different time, right? That's not directly related to today's discussion. That's you know, in clarity in the Mishnah over there. Okay. Let's just try to relate to today's topic. Okay, now Shitas Reb Yehuda in the Mishnah over here. Reb Yehuda witness. So we're talking in our Mishnah about a situation where a person, according to his knowledge, you know, he's not close to the city. Therefore, he definitely has a mind to be kind of shvisa right over here. Nevertheless, if he finds out that that he was under the wrong assumption and he actually was close to this to the ear, then halacha is that he'll be kind of shvisa in the ear. What's the explanation to that? So the Rishonim, Ritva amongst them, explains that the explanation to that is as follows. An interesting thing. That since we know that this person, it's very clear, right, that if he would have known that he was close to the city, he definitely would have wanted to be kind of shvisa in the city. And the only reason why he had in mind to be kind of shvisa right over here where he is because he was under the assumption that he wasn't close to the city. So we look at that as if there was a mistake. The kniya shvisa over here was a mistake. And he could be kind of shvisa according to what his real intention and his real will is. A chiddush over here that the lashon of the Ritva is Acha kavanas libay holchem. That we could go according to the kavan of his lev, which means what his real will was, even though definitely he had in mind to be kainish visa right over here. But we view it as a mistake. He only had in mind to be kainish visa over here because he was under the assumption he wasn't close. Definitely if he would have known he was close, he would have been kainish visa there. Therefore it helps. Now there are actually two things over here, 2 points to the chiddush. Because this person actually was kainish visa here. He had in mind to be kainish visa over here. So that should be a reason why he should be kainish visa here. So fine, let's say we could say that was a mistake and we'll take off that intention. But there's a second chiddush over here that even though there was no intention to be kainish visa over there, we could deal with his inner kavanis, and even though that never came out, but that could help to make him be kainish visa. And that you see over here is a Behuda sheet.
You mean in the city?
In the city, right? So this person, we'll give him the tchum according to what he would have done if he would have been aware that he was actually close. That's a Behuda sheet over here.
That's a big
cooler. Mm-hmm. Now there's a question in the Mishnayim as follows: that does this even apply if a person explicitly stated bisfosov that I want to be kind of shvisi here? Again, he's under the assumption he's not close to any city, right? So he speaks out with words. He clearly expresses shvisosi kan under that assumption. Let's say he says that. Would that change things? And the reason for that, why things might be different, and actually the shita's harayved is that if he was moitzi bisfosov, then by doing that, he's koveya, his shvisa over here, and then we can't already deal with his inner machshavos. This that we said, that we could deal with his inner feelings, what he would have wanted, that only helps if he didn't actually express it. So regardless, we're dealing with what's in his mind, so then we could say that we could deal with what's in his mind according to what he would have done, even though he has some kind of conscious intention right now. But if it's all lave, then we could deal with that lave, what he would have done, as opposed to what his lave is telling him today, according to his today's knowledge. But if he would have been moitzi bisfosov, if he would have been expressed that I want to be kind of shvisa over here, so then we wouldn't be able to do this, because to change the shvisa that he's setting up with his peh, his lave can't change that. That's the shita's arayva that the Ritva brings over here. He brings a raya from a sugi later on to such a thing that if a person is moitzi bisfosov, if a person expresses, then already we can't fix up his mistake and deal with what would have been if he would have known differently.
So what's the difference in the koyach of dibur and the koyach of makshava?
Well, simply, you'd understand the pshat as we find it many times that the Gemara talks about in different areas that machshava moitzi miyad machshava, that being a machshava, these two things are on the same level. So one could oppose the other. However, a dibur, which is a more concrete and solidified establishment, so in order to nullify a dibur, a machshava, is not maspik, is not sufficient. So that's really what we have over here, that since he established his shvisa with dibur, so his machshava, and definitely this kind of machshava, which is like a sort of a subconscious machshava that we're dealing with, it's not even a conscious machshava because he doesn't have it, definitely can't oppose and can't nullify what he set up with his dibur. Dibur is definitely more solid and concrete as opposed to machshava. But even this, that there are Rishonim that say that a dibur wouldn't make things different over here. So this is a question whether the halacha in this mission applies even by dibur. Definitely, if he didn't speak it out, right? We have Shitas Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Let's see the Gemara over here. The Gemara tells us of the story that Rabbi Yehuda brings with Reb Tarfon as a raya to his Shita Tanya. There was a story of Reb Tarfon that he was traveling, got dark, Fine. So he stayed overnight, Chutz Le'ir, thinking that he wasn't close to the city. Shachris, Matsu'ura, Ibaka. The next morning, he was found by Rei Bakar, by shepherds. Omer loy Rebbe, harei ha'ir lefanecha, hikonis. They told him, Rebbe, you're close to the city. Come in. Nichnis. He entered v'yoshav beis hamedrash v'dorash kol yom kulay. He entered the city, went to the beis medrash, and he gave a shir, darshened the entire day. This was the ma'isa that Rabbi Yehuda was bringing as a raya. So the Gemara continues that the Chachamim, Rabbi Meir, they argued that this story over here would not be a raya to you. And as he understood that what happened was that, you know, that the Tarfon was kind of shvisa over there, and coming into this city would really take him out of the tchum that he would have had from wherever he slept last night. So that's a raya to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that being that his intention, if he would have known that he was near the city, he would have wanted to be kind of shvius over here. So that's why he was able to come to the whole city and to take on the tchum of the city. On that, the Braisa continues, Omruloi, Yisham Raya. Do you have a raya from there? There's no raya from there. Shema Balibe Hoysa. First of all, maybe he knew that the city was there. Rashi says, Kishe Yosha Sham Hoyoidea Shubusech Alpaim Lamakam Shvisosai. That maybe actually he knew that he was there, right? Whatever it was, he was, you know, was too tired, couldn't make the rest of the trip. But maybe he knew that he was there, and therefore he had in mind to become a shvisa, right? Maybe like Rav Meir, maybe, you know, this story could agree with Rav Meir. And secondly, oy beis hamedrash muvla b'seich tumoy hayo, or else that even if he didn't know, but all it tells us is that he went to the beis hamedrash and darshan kolim kula. Now, was the Beis Medrash necessarily out of the 2,000 Amos from where he slept last night? Right? Maybe the Beis Medrash was within 2,000 Amos. And if so, there's no right that he was Kaneshvis in the city like the rest of the Bnei Ha'ir. Maybe really Kaneshvis over there. But it wasn't a contradiction. They just told him that the city is over here. So he counted the 2,000 Amos and he found himself that the Beis Medrash was in his tchum. And that's why he was happy to be there. And he dashed him for the rest of the Shabbos. Okay, so this is the story over here where there seems to be a machleik is whether we could take out from this story a riot to Shitas of Yehuda. Let's see further. The next Mishnah discusses another situation. Okay, this is the main sugya that we want to focus on. The first part of this Mishnah. Mish Yoshem Mederech. This case over here is different than the previous case. The previous case, the person was awake, and he was just not aware that he was near the city. Mishi yoshem ederech v'lo yoda shech ha-sheicha. Yesh le'pam am l'chur l'ach, d'ir rabbi yechre minuri. A person falls asleep. He falls asleep, he's traveling on the road, he falls asleep, and he's asleep during the time of Ben Hashmoshes, the Zman of Kniyas Erev. Rabbi Yechimenuri says, Yeish l'apam am l'cho ruach. This situation over here, we're not discussing near a city or not. The question is to be kind of shvisa right where he is. And Rabbi Yechimenuri says, the fact that the person is sleeping at the time of Kniyas Shvisa doesn't change things, and he'll be kind of shvisa over here. Yeish l'apam am l'cho ruach. He has his Da'al Amis, the Makom Shvisa, Kipshutai, and the 2,000 Amis.
Stam Amen, Sheikh, if he doesn't, he lives in his house, is he going to Shvisa every Shabbos?
So, L'chayra, you're right, L'chayra, this, it would seem to be that this is only because he's Bob Aderech, right? Lo Yishamanu wa Halacha, that a person shouldn't take a rest on Erev Shabbos, and he won't get a tchum. Right, this kinir is only because he's Bob Aderech. And if he was in his house, so being that mokum is his mokum kfiyas, that's his place regardless. He doesn't need to be, you know, to establish as his mokum. So therefore, a person would not have to be awake at the time. I think that's poshut. This is Daku Baba Derech, but this place is not actually his mokum. So that's the question in the sugi over here. That's what I I would think so. I didn't see yet Mufurish like that, but it would be noted like that, Mitzad HaSfora. And we'll have to find out to see if we're right. So don't rely on that yet. But, I mean, Kinir Eloi Shemana, right, such a thing. So it would seem to be that this is, like the Mishnah says, Daf Mishabo Baderach. Yeah. So Rabbi Yechem and Uri Shita is that a Yoshim Baderech person that's sleeping when he's Baderech, the fact that he's sleeping doesn't change things, and he'll be kind of Shvis. The Chachamim say that no, being that he's sleeping at the time, he's not kind of Shvis. He has the Dal Amos that we saw in the Sugis before, that a person, Chazal, he always has Dal Amos, but then walks out of the Tchum, right? Also has Dal Amos, is not worse than a person that walks out of the Tchum. He doesn't have his 2,000 Tchum over here, from being that he was sleeping at the time, but Dal Amos he has. The Mishnah over here mentions over here, Reblezer Oimav Huvem Tzon. This is something Agav. This is something that was mentioned on the top of the Omud. This is a machlekes over here. Actually, is a three-way machlekes over here. Only two shittas are mentioned explicitly in this Mishnah. The Gemara later on talks about that it's actually the three shittas in the Mishnah over here. How you measure Dalat Amos? Whenever we talk about Dalat, even person that's Yotzei Chutz L'Tchum, you have Dalat Amos, right? This Dalat Amos, how was that measured? Rav Lezer Oimav Huvem Tzon, that the Dal Amos that he has is that wherever he is, it's two in each direction. Right? Mm-hmm. That's the total of the four. Rabbi Yehuda Oimav Lezer Ruach Sheyitz Yelech. Rabbi Yehuda holds that he has four Amos, not necessarily that he's in the middle, it's not pre-decided. He has four Amos, and he could decide wherever he wants to go. If he wants to go in that direction, so he could actually walk four Amos there, and that will become his four Amos. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that definitely once he chose, whatever constitutes the choosing, but once these Dal Amos are chosen, then that's what he has. The Gemara talks about, we'll see later, that this is a third shita that it mentioned that there seems to be, the Gemara is medayik over here, that there's a machlekes over here, the Chachom and Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore the Gemara tells us that the Chachom shita actually is that the Dal Amos is really Dal Amos in all directions. Right? So it's not only just Dal Amos, but he has Akoponim. Right? This is a
Rabbi Yehuda, what's he made? He's made that he only had four Amos. So there's
okay.
In some, you have four Amos.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, that's made it, no?
Could be, yeah. Okay, I hear what you're saying. Akoponim, what's negate to us right now is that we have machlekes, Rabbi Yechem and Nuri and the Chachomim, whether a person who's sleeping is baderech, and he's sleeping, is he kind of shvisa to have a full tchum of 2,000 amos or not? He's not kind of shvisa, and he only has dal amos. Okay, we're going to jump now to the Gemara, which discusses this machlekes. Let's just speak out over here, this Ritzvah, which we mentioned before. That this Mishnah seems to say that a person that was sleeping at the time of Ben Hashmoshes, the fact that he was sleeping, he wasn't Bedaita, so he can't be Kainu Shvisa. He wakes up later. It seems to be that it's too late, right? That's, right? You know, Ben Hashmoshes is the time of Kniya Shvisa. If you're in the position to become a Shvisa, you have it. If not, then shine. It's too late. Waking up later to become a Shvisa later, not Ben Hashmoshes, but seems to be from this Mishnah, that's not an option. And that's why the Chacham hold, Ein Ela Arba Amos.
But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it is good.
There's a machlekes, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. No, but you see, for the Mishnah, the question is if you were kohen at the time, Ben Hashmoshes. But it seems to be agreed that if you were not kind of ben hashemoshes, then it's too late, right? Then you can't be kind of, right? The whole question is that if a person in the sleeping state, is he kind of shvisa? But it seems to be an assumption in this Mishnah that definitely kniyah shvisa must be ben hashemoshes. Right? If you kind of then, you have it. If you're not kind of, you don't have it. That's.
But seems to point to Rabbi Yochanan that he was sleeping and he's kind of.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, so that's machlekes, right? Yes. Machlekes, whether a person is sleeping, is he kaina or not? Now we're dealing with another question, right? That when he wakes up, right? What do you see from this Mishnah? He wakes up, right? Sometime, middle of the night, wakes up the next morning, whatever it is, let him be kaina shvisa now, right? Right, now he's not sleeping anymore. Everyone holds a person not sleeping, it's kaina shvisa. Let him be kaina shvisa now. It doesn't seem to be an option over here. It seems to be that there's a certain time, which is the zman knias ha'erev. You know, if it's going to work for you, it has to happen then. If it doesn't happen then you're left without an Erev, right? You see that from Chachamim Shita. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't agree with this concept, doesn't argue with this concept. He holds that he could be kainah while he's sleeping. So fine, that's why he's kainah. Chachamim who say that you can't be kainah while you're sleeping. So if you weren't kainah then you're left without a tchum. Now, the ha'ara on that is, from the previous sugi that we had, more in the sugi of whether there's tchum in the malam yud in the sugya over there, that it was, we discussed this already, that that we see over there that if at the time of ben hashmoshes someone, something was out of the yud amos, yud tfochim, that on the tzad that there's no tchum in the malam yud, so we're something to be out of the tchum realm, lamala miyud, at that time, so it's mivui that when it comes in later, it is kainah shvisa. So how does that work out with over here? Over there seems to be that one could be kainah shvisa any time on Shabbos.
That's, I guess, my question on the first mission on Pera, is that right? But both the same question. Even the both ruling with the both about your problem, and the coming support.
Okay, if this is your question, okay, so this is what the Ritva is dealing with right now. So we have a contradiction over here in the basic concept, whether is there a certain time bracket called Ben Hashmoshes where one could be kind of Erev, and if you're not kind of then you're not going to have a Tchum afterwards, you'll be limited to your Dalet Amos. Or one could be kind of shvisa at any time on Shabbos. If it didn't work then, fine. So it'll work later. That seems to be the contradiction over here. And our sugi seems to say, that ben hashmoshes is the only time that works. If it doesn't work now, then you don't have it. You have no tchum. You're limited to Dalet Amos. And that sugi over there seemed to have said that. Even later, you could be kind of shvisa. So this is the thought that we mentioned at the time that he says that there's a difference. In the sugya before, if you were to hold in tchum lamal miyud, so in that situation, that the thing or the person, whoever we're dealing with, is totally removed from the boundaries of tchum. In such a situation, being that he was totally out of the boundaries of tchum at the time, so over there he could be kind of shvisa later. Right? However, in our situation, we're talking about a person that was within the tchum. It was just a specific technical problem with him that he was sleeping at the time, and that's why he wasn't kind of shvisa. So that's when we have over here the situation when if you are in a place which is subject to tchum, you know, that actually knias ha-tchum didn't happen because of a technical situation, because a person in this case wasn't b'dayte, so in this situation, that now is the time when the Erev is supposed to happen, right? And you're just not there to actually tap into that knia. So the knia is chal now, and you're not getting it, so then it's too late. But in a situation, a person is totally mufka, he's totally removed from the whole thing, so the knias Erev is not happening because he's in a situation where there is no concept of tchum, so then it could happen later. So what it seems to be over here is that is that there is a one-time slat for Knias Eruv. Right? That much seems to be. The difference is that what we see from over here is that it's not necessarily limited to Ben Ashmoshes. That if Ben Ashmoshes, the Knia, is not happening, is not given at all because you're totally removed from it, then you could have it later. If you're within the tchum, if you're in the boundaries of tchum, so now the din kniyah is given. Right? It's supposed to be happening now. So if when it's supposed to be happening you miss it, then you don't get it. The taka only get one chance. The ikar is mak kniyas erev is taka ben ashmoshes. So if a person is in a situation ben ashmoshes, he's in a place like in our Mishnah over here where he really should be getting it, but he's just not getting that kniyah because he's sleeping, he's not bedaita. So then, being that it's supposed to happen now and he missed it, so that's it. You only get one chance. Right? The zman, the usual time is it's ben ashmoshes. So in this case, that it's happening now and you're not getting it, so then you lose it. However, in the other situation over there, that since he was not within a yud tfochem at all, so it's not even happening now, right? To miss. So then you could get it later. Right? That's what seemed to be coming out from the Ritva. But in the Chanami, if you miss it later, right? And according to this, that in the Chanami, right? If later when it's happening, he happened to be sleeping and he missed it, it's a shame. When he wakes up a few hours later, he's not going to get it either. Right? Okay. Let's see the Gemara. The Gemara over here on Omid Beis, Memhei Omid Beis. The more right away after the Mishnah. Right, so we have machlokes in the Mishnah over here. Rabbi Yechim Nur Mechachomim, whether a person who's sleeping is kainu shvisa. Rabbi Yechim Nur says, yeah, he's kainu shvisa, and the Chachomim says he's not kainu shvisa. Boy Rava. Rava asks a shayla over here. He's investigating Rabbi Yechim Ben Nuri shita. Ma'a kasavar Rabbi Yechim Ben Nuri. What is the basis of his shita? Does he hold something which is really more inclusive than he actually talks about the Mishnah? The Mishnah talks about a person. The Gemara says that possibly he holds his shita is not limited to a person, but it's a general shita. These are objects that don't have an owner. We know that in general, that objects have a tchum, and the tchum is set, established according to the tchum of whoever owns them. Wherever he's kind of shvisa, so his belongings follow in suit, and they're kind of shvisa there also, and they're even a person who might have made an error for a different direction can't take his objects, his belongings out. What about chefze hefker? Something which is hefker, not owned by anyone. Are they kind of shvisa? They have no owner. Are they kind of shvisa? So Rava is thinking over here that is Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri shita in our Mishnah really something more basic, not limited to people, which our Mishnah is discussing. Does he hold that even chefze hefke, even objects are kind of shvisa? Object definitely doesn't have any das to be kind of. And if that's so why does he talk about that? If that's really the basis of his shita, so why is he only discussing a person? And the truth is that he really would argue by kalim. And this that the machlokes is set up by a person is actually to show the power of the shita's chachomim in the Mishnah. The afgav the ikal meimar hoil v'nei Yoshinami kono, komash mondeloi. What the Gemara is telling us is like this: is that there's a basic question whether chefze hefker are kainen shvisa or not. Chefze hefker, chfeitzim, don't have any das; they can't have any das; they're totally removed from das, obviously. And if you would hold that chefze hefker are kainen shvisa, that's because shvisa doesn't require any das, any condition of knowledge. And therefore, anything, wherever it is, that ben eshmosh, which is manav kliyah shvisa, is its chal, its tchum. It actually happens and it gets its tchum. Now, a person, even though a person is sleeping and he actually doesn't have any da'as, but you see from the more over here that there is a sforum, a possibility to say that a person could be better than cheftzei hefker. Even though presently his da'as, his mind is not functioning, but the mere fact that a person has da'as, and were he to be awake, then he could actually have in mind to be kind of shvisa. So that is a milo. That's an advantage that a person has, that even if it were to be the chefse hefker, which are totally removed from das, they can never have in mind to be kind of shvisa on their own. However, a person is better than that. And the mere fact that a person, were he to be awake, could be kind of shvisa, so that could act as an advantage even when he's sleeping to be kind of shvisa. And with this svara, that would differentiate that even if you hold a chefze hefker on a kind of shvisa, however, a person is kind of shvisa. Now, the Gemara is using this svara at this point, not in actuality, we're not really showing it, we're not going to use this to make a difference in truth, but the Gemara is just using this in explanation. What the Gemara right now is saying, according to this side, we want to know what is Rabbi Yechon ben Uri Shita. What is the basis that he holds that a person sleeping can be kind of shvisa? The first side of the Gemara is that in truth he holds that you never need das. Das is not a requirement at all. And even cheftze hefker, which are totally removed from das, from machshava, they're also kind of shvisa. That's really the basis of the Shita that he's saying. Now, on that, the Gemara is saying, well, if that's right, if I'm right, that this is really the basis of a shita, so then why is he only talking about a person? Right? The fact that he's talking about a person would seem to imply that his halacha does not apply to chafetim. And that Gemara says, no, that's not a proof that this sad is wrong. Like, we can still entertain this sad that the reasoning from Yerucham and Uri is real because he holds any chafetz of hefker is kind of shvisa. And this is at the machlek is in the Mishnah. He's discussing a person really is loydiach and koyched rambonon to bring out the power of the shitas chachamim. And the chachamim say that in our Mishnah, one is not kind of shvisa. Were they to argue by chefte hefker, I wouldn't know the extent of the chachamim shita, because I could have said this for that we just mentioned before. If they would have argued by chefte hefker, and the chachamim would have said that chefze hefker are not kind of shvisim, so then I wouldn't know to necessarily say that the chachamim also actually applies to a person, because the person I mentioned is better. So in order to show the extent of the shitas chachamim, that's why the machlekes was set up talking about a person to bring out the full extent of the Chachamim Shita. But in truth, Rabbi Yechon ben Uri, his Shita is not limited to a person, but extends to Chafetzim also. That's the first side over there, the first possibility. So once again, the Gemara, boy Rava is trying to figure out, he's investigating what is the basis of Rabbi Yechon ben Uri Shita. Right? That's what he's dealing with over here. Rabbi Yechon ben Uri says that a person is sleeping is kind of Shvisa. So Zot Gemara, is that because he really holds that anything, all chefse hefker, are kind of shvisa? A person is definitely not any worse than chefse hefker. So if chefse hefker kind of shvisa, so to a person is kind of shvisa. That's one side of the understanding of Rabbi Yechon ben Uri. And that Gemara in the next few lines just takes care of a side issue. Right? That, so let's talk about that. Fine. Or Dilma, the second side is, or maybe, according to this side, no. Maybe Yechon ben Uri is specifically talking about a person. Concerning chefse hefker, he would hold that they're not kind of shvisa. For hocha hainu taimo, and over here, he holds, because this is what I mentioned before, that he's specifically talking about a person, and the reason for that is, since if he be awake, he'd be kainah. If he'd be awake, his das would be functioning, and he would be kainah. Yoshinami kainah. So therefore, he's even kainah when he's sleeping. Now, this does need a little bit of explanation, how this works. You know, what does it mean that since that if you're awake, you'd be kind, it's not you sleeping that you're kind. I mean, you don't have the das. What does it help the fact that he could be in the situation to have, well, you need it, you don't need it. How does that work? That's a good question which we'll have to think about at a different time. Right, but the Gemara does tell us such a svara, interesting svara ha-Gemara, that there's an advantage or there's a difference between something which is totally removed from the concept of machshava, like a keli, totally removed. So for such a thing, then the fact that there is no machshava will be ma'akiv, will prevent it from becoming a shvisa. Ma'ashenkin, a person which is a bar k'nei shvisa, he's someone which has the ability to be kind of shvisa in a regular situation. Now the fact that he's sleeping, that won't be ma'akev, that won't stop him. So this is Gemara Sofik, right? Rava has a Sofik over here. How to understand Shitas Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Is Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, is his Shita even further than what the Mishnah itself talks about, a person he holds that Chefzei Hefker, a kind of Shvisa, or his Shita is limited to a person because he holds that this Malyusa, this advantage, that the fact that a person, were he to be awake, would be able to have Das to be a kind of Shvisa. So for him, the fact that he's sleeping now and his Das is actually not functioning is not Ma'akev, and therefore he'll be kind of Shvisa where he is. That's the more Sofik over here. Now, let's see the Gemara. The Gemara right now is going to bring a proof. We're going to bring a proof as to what's the basis of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Omar Ab Yosef, Toshma. Yosef says, come and listen, I'll bring you a proof. Gishomim sheyodu me'av yomtif, yesh lam apayim am l'chol ruach. Gishomim, rain which fell on Ev Yomtif, it says over here, it has a tchum. Gishomim, a hefker, chefte hefker. And it says over here that they have a tchum. Yesh lam apayim am l'chol ruach. So we'll see. The Gemara is going to bring right from this part of the Braisa over here. This is Chefzei Hefker. Chefzei Hefker says over here is kind of shvisa, has a tchum. So the Gemara says is going to say what we'll see. The Gemara. Let's skip this next line and just go straight to the right. We'll come back. Bishlomo, I'm a Bishlomo Kosovar Rabbi Yochanan Benuri Chefzei Hefker kind of shvisa. Haman Rabbi Yochanan he. If Rabbi Yochanan ben Shita, ben Nuri Shita is based on Chefzei Hefker Kanin Shvisa. So fine, so that means that we have a Tana, someone who actually holds a Chefzei Hefker Kanin Shvisa. So this Mishnah, this Bryce over here, which is definitely saying so, that this Bryce is saying that rainwater, which is Chefzei Hefker, have a Tchum. So if Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds like that, so now we have a Tana to say who's the author of the Mishnah of this Brais, Eliam Chefzei Hefker in Kanin Shvisum. But if you want to tell me that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri himself holds the Chefzei Hefker not Kanin Shvisum, he agrees that Chachamim in that the Chefzei Hefker not Kanin Shvisum, and he's only arguing by a person Hamani Le Rabbi Yochanan Le Rabbonim. So this Brais, who does it come out like? We have no Tana to attribute this Mishnah to. This is what Rabbi Yosef means to bring a raya. If I could show you a Brais, which there's a Tana who actually holds that Chefzei Hefker Akainim, that's a right that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds like that, because otherwise, who is this? Right? The Gemara doesn't want to make up a third Tana out of this, right? So if this could be Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, then it's obvious that it is. That is Rabbi Yochanan's, that's Rabbi Yosef's Raya. Now, the second part of this braisa is important for us as follows. The first case was Gishomim, which was fell before Yom Tov. That means Ben Ashmoshes, they were here. And this price holds that the Kohen Shvisa have to have a Kohen Shvisa, they have a Tchum. B'yomtiv, let's say the first fool on Yomtiv. Harehen kiragli kol odom. What's this halacha? If they fool on Yomtiv, harehen kiragli kol odom. If they first fall on Yontif, so the water over here wasn't here at all at the time of Enosh Moshes. The locha is harehen kiragle kolodim. They have the din of anyone. Now, what that actually means, Rashi says. Let's see the Rashi over here. If you see the Rashi over here, harehen kiragle kolodim. Right, some 8-10 lines down. Shaloi hoislan shvisha ben ashmoshes. They were not kind of shvisha ben ashmoshes. Ulochol tzad she'ir v'odim yochol litlan. And the person who takes them now on Yom Tov, he's kind of them, so they have the din of his tchum. Ulochol tzad she'ir v'odim yochol litlan. And if that person made an error, he may take it there. If you look in Tosis over the second Tosis over, he explains a little more. Yom Tov harein kiragle kol odom pirush. Tosis says the explanation is as follows: kiragle kol odom. Kiragle kol odom might have given us the idea that, you know, whoever has it, he could take him with him wherever he wants to go, right? Tosis says then that doesn't mean that. Kiragle kol means ke oisai sheyizke bohen rishon, the first person. Which is Zeicha, which is kind of this water, he's Kaveh the Tchum. V'im Nosn La'acher, and if after he picked it up, he gave it to someone else, Harehen Kiragli Harishin, it's limited to the Tchum of the first person. So when it says, Ragli Kol Olam, it doesn't mean that whoever has it, you know, it's subject to his Tchum. Right? Right? Ragli Kol Olam means that any person who picks it up, right, the Tchum is not yet decided, but it will be decided as soon as the first person picks it up. Right, that's what Tosis is coming to say. You see in the next line, he's got Aval Ein Lefarish Lo'olam Harehin Kragle Kol Odom Shehin Biyoda. Right, don't say that what this means is like it literally would sound like that whoever's hand the water is right now, he can take what he wants. That's not what it means. Tosis goes to bring a raya. Now, there's an important thing that comes out from over here as follows. In our Mishnah, when we talked about a person who's sleeping, if he's not kohen shvisa, so again, like we just discussed before, right? He missed his man kohen shvisa, and the halacha is that ene ele arba amos, right? Only has dalet amos. Now, what's the din? If you hold if a chayfetz wasn't kind of shvisa ben hashmoshes, so you see from over here that the halacha is that it'll be kind of shvisa later, right? Like we discussed before, right? So this point over here would be similar to what we discussed before, that since this water. In the sugya later on, but this water was not in a position to be kind of shvisa at all, so it could be kind of shvisa, could be kind of shvisa later. But what about cheftei hefker? What's the halacha of cheftei, which were here? They were sitting around, but you hold that cheftei hefker are not kind of shvisa. So what happens now? Do they also have the din that they only have dal ramis? They only could be moved out amos. So the Rishonim speak out, and it's mevuyah from the Gemara, that there's a difference between if you hold a person who's sleeping can't be kohen shvisa and cheftei hefker if they're not kohen shvisa. If you look in the Tap Tosfos, won't get involved in exactly what Tosfos is dealing with. Tosfos wants to know, maybe say the other way, Tosfos makes a point over here. Let's pick up from the V.A. Shleimer in Tosfos, the third line in Tosfos. This is as follows. Lav kuluhu elo chumri. This that cheftze hefker are kind of shvisa and they have a tchum. Yeah, and as we're discussing right now whether cheftze hefker are kind of shvisa and not kind of shvisa. So at first glance it would seem that being kind of shvisa is a kula because that means that you have a 2,000 amis, right? You have your full tchum. But if it's not kind of shvisa, that would seem to be like the Mishnah is saying, not kind of shvisa, you're only limited to dal amis. Right, so that would mean, therefore, being kind of shvisa would be cool. You have a longer area to walk. And that says no. Hadal kanu shvisa lav kulu elo chumri. The other rabba le rabbonon de loy kanu. According to the rabbonon, hold the chefse hefka are not kaina have a kulu. It's a kulu. Chefse hefka not kaina. It's cooler. You have more mobility. Why? The have a karag le hamoitzon for yochla lichin lemokam eruvei. Taisa speaks that over here. That if your whole chefze hefker are not kind of shvisa, you're not limited to dal amas. It's different than that of a person that sleeping is not kind of shvisa. If your whole chefze hefker are not kind of shvisa, then the halacha is it's karagle hamoitzan. It has the same din like we just saw that if it fell on yom tif. Taisa speaks that clearly. And such is clearly proved in our sugya. The ein din adam vekelim shoven, that the din of adam and kelim are not the same. L'mandam ein kainin shvisa. If you hold that both are not kainin shvisa, right? Person sleeping chefti hefka not kainin shvisa. They're both not kainin shvisa. But what that means, how that translates in where you could take them, is different. A person is not kainin shvisa, then he's limited. However, if a keli, you hold a chefse hefka, not kainin shvisa, then they're not limited. It's not like it's, you know, it can't get a tchum. It's limited to dal ramas. The halacha will be that when a person picks it up, then it'll be subject to his tchum. And he refers to the gemara daf mem vav meitzes shem. That we'll see this coming week, that the Gemara talks about halach karbechem benuri bein lekula bein lechumra. What's the bein lekula bein lechumra? Taisus says that's what this means. It means we're talking about bein adam bein kelim, because the din of adam, whether you're kainish shvisa or not, over there, if you're not kainish shvisa, it's a chumra because you're limited to dalamas. Masha ain't kain kalim. If you're not kind of shvisa, it's actually kula because then the halacha is that it's not set any limited tchum, and whoever picks it up can take it where he wants. Okay. So let's just follow the Gemara over here to the end of the sugi here. So Rava had asked the Shailam, how do you understand Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri Shita? Rabbi Yosef brought a raya from the fact that he has a braisa, which the braisa holds that chefse hefka kain shvisa. We need a tana for this. So therefore, we must say that must be the basis of Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri Shita. Let's pick up the Gemara of Yosef Abaya. Yosef Abaya v'ko'omelo ha'shmaita. You see where that is? It's a little above the halfway mark in the Amid. It starts from the first word on the line. Yosef Abaya v'ko'omelo ha'shmaita. So Abaya was saying over this Shtakla V'tarya, Rav Shaila, and Rav Yosef Sraya. Omele Rav Safra Abaya. So Rav Safra contended with the raya that Rabbi Yosef brought. Amar Rav Safra Abaya, the Dilma b'gshamam smuchim ir askinam. that this the Braisa says that the Gisham which fell before Yom Tov, the din is Yeshon Abhaim Amlucho Ruach, don't take out from over there that Chefze Hefker Akoinen Shvisa. Maybe we're talking about Gisham which are smuchin li'ir, they're close to a city. And the people who live in the city, they have in mind to use this water. And therefore, that's what gives the water over here a tchum. Not because of Chefze Hefzer. On the contrary, we would consider them as water belonging, serving the Bnei Ha'ir, and they'll get the tchum of the Bnei Ha'ir. So therefore, you have no raya. Right? The raya over here was based on the fact that we're assuming that it says in this braisa, Chefze Hefka Koine, that's what it means. That's why they have a tchum. No, Abayis, Reb Safra says, I can understand this braisa differently.
So what, they're taking possession of something that doesn't exist? They're trying to claim ownership?
No, we're talking about...
But Gisham are not here yet.
They fell before, right? The first part, Gisham Shiyodu Me'erev Yom
Tov. Talking about it thoroughly?
Yeah, the first case.
Okay.
Right, that was the case. This first case, they fell Me'erev Yom Tov, and that was the discussion. They're here. And the Braisa says that they have a tchum. The more originally understood that they're hefker, so chefs hefka a koine shvisa. And that Reb Safra is offering a different understanding of that. That no, maybe since it's so mechli here, the bnei here died in Malayu, apparently it seems to be that that's enough to make them to be considered belonging to the bnei here. And that's how they're getting a tchum. But in truth, maybe real chefs hefker wouldn't be koine shvisa. Right, so that's what Rav Safra wants to say over here. You'll bring me a raya because you have a maram mochum, a tana that says that chefse hefka koine shvisa. On that he's saying, doesn't say that over here. This is not koine shvisa because of chefse hefka. These have an owner, right? That's what he wants to say.
So what is that? They're obviously going to be some kind of plea. They can't be just running into the being collected. It's in a klee. It can't be running into the dirt and being absorbed in the earth. It has to be collected somehow.
Yeah, okay, but they have these, reservoirs and things like that.
Yeah, but so we're talking about it's being
clean?
Collected.
Yeah, okay, they're kind of clean.
Otherwise,
okay,
nothing to
possibly,
talk about.
Possibly. What?
There's nothing to talk about if they're not being collected. If the water is just running onto the dirt and going absorbed into the earth, there's nothing to talk about.
So you're saying, so therefore...
We're talking about these waters are collected somehow.
Fine, and therefore your point is...
I'm just explaining that. We're talking about there's something that they can hold.
Mm-hmm.
Something that they can
acquire. That's true. You know? So I'm understanding from you that you're telling us something which will help us understand. How do they now belong to Bnei Ha'ir?
Right. Yeah.
Right. So you want to say that being that these containers, whatever they are, belong to Bnei Ha'ir, so they'll be kind in them that way. Okay. So this is what Reb Safra wanted to be madcha the raya, push away the raya. Amalei. So he told him. Abaye told him leis akadaitach the snan that it doesn't seem to be that's right, that's sufficient, because we have another mission over here which says bor shel yochid kragla yochid shel oisa heir kragli oisa oisa ansh oisa heir shel bubble kragli hamemali v'sanya bor shel shvot meishlam apayim amelo choruach kashin adodi. What the Gemara over here is doing is asking a contradiction over here in what the din of Bor Shel Shvatim and Bor Shel Oil V'Golim. The Gemara understands this is something which definitely is Hefker, and we have a contradiction over here whether it has a Tchum or not. The Gemara tells us that from a different source. Right, so the Lois HaKadach, what he's saying is that is that your dichay is not accepted, possibly from the source which you came from. You're right, you can be matcha, but I have a different source, right, which will show us definitely that there is a tana that holds chef to hefka or kenin shvisa. Right, that's what happened in this piece of Gemara over here. But what we want to get back to is over here. Right, this gets back to the original conversation over here. between Rav Tarfon and Rav Safra, and this is going to be directed to Rav Tarfon. The Gemara says as follows: He also lekameid Rabbi Yosef. When this got back to Rabbi Yosef, Omalei hachi ka Omar Rav Safra. Rabbi Yosef was one who originally brought the raya from the braisa of Gishomim Sheyodu Erev Yomtiv. And Rabbi Yosef felt that was a raya chefze hefke. When Abaye told this over, when he said it in the shir, Safra was listening to the shir, he pushed away the raya from this braisa. Right? He brought a raya from a different braisa, but from this braisa he pushed away by saying that maybe we're talking about water that's somach le'ir, and the das of Mehira, our Daitim Malaya, said it's not hefke. So this got back to Rabbi Yosef now. Right? Omaleh hochi ka'omar b'safra v'hochi ahajulei. Omaleh, so Rabbi Yosef said, v'maleh teimaleh migufo. You didn't have to bring him a proof from a different source. You should have proved to Rabbi Safra that he was making a mistake. Migufo, from the Braise itself. I have a mashmois, I have a reason to believe that in the Braise itself, we can't say that the reason why the water has a tchum is because of the Bnei Ha'ir, because it's not hefker. That's what it means. Why didn't he answer him from the guf of the Braise itself? If we were talking about that, and the reason why they have a tchum, it's not on their own accord because chayus say hefker akayin and shvisa, rather, they have a tchum because they're owned by the Bnei Ha'ir. And the real what we're saying is that that tchum is limited to the tchum of the Bnei Ha'ir. If that was true, hi yesh l'napayim l'cho ruach. This is the braisa establishes the halacha. What does it say? Yesh l'napayim l'cho ruach. It shouldn't say that. Hakarag le'anshei sa'ir miboyle. The establishment of the halacha should have been expressed differently. That you have this shear, right? Karag le'oisa'ir. That's what it is. Right? If that was the reason why they have a tchum, is because of the Bnei Ha'ir, she just said, it's correct, the Ois Bnei Ha'ir. From the fact that the time the Rashi says, Yeshlam Alpayim Amlocho Ruach, that implies that they have a tchum on their own accord, even without being subject to the Bnei Ha'ir. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda said, I saw in that this Rashi clearly is saying, that Chefze Hefker Akain Shvisa. And that's why I brought a Rashi from over here, that Rabbi Yehuda Ben Uri must hold that not only by Odom, is kind of shvisa because of this svara that hail v'neir kona, but he actually holds that any chefsi hefker are kind of shvisa.